It's hard to lose someone you love, but it's even worse to lose yourself while loving them. With that said, let's start our today's session. I am your host Dheeraj, and today we will talk about grief and how to cope with the loss that results in grief. Do you know, each year around 9% of the world's population lose a close family member? But that's not the only loss that can cause grief. There are other ways that grief can occur. You can lose a job, you have a missing or dead pet, you face a situation where life changes altogether, like getting a divorce. And there are other reasons when a large number of people feel depressed because of the same reason. Something like the recent accident of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna that put the entire world of basketball fans into despair. The truth is that we all feel it sometime or another. But this podcast is not about grief. It is about hope. And to talk about it, we have with us an expert on post-loss depression, Ms. Preeti Seth. She has personally experienced the pain of losing a loved one who died of dementia at the age of 50. Good morning, Ms. Seth, and welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me, Dheeraj. I am really glad to see the kind of work you people are doing. It's really great. This platform will surely help them to overcome a lot many things. I have heard different podcasts before, but the way you do it, I really appreciate it. Wish you all the luck.
Thank you, Ms. Seth. I think it must be hard for you to lose someone you loved. What did you learn when you went through the grieving process yourself?
You know, it was the first time I lost a parent. Before that, it had only been my grandma. The feeling is something I cannot express. It's unbelievable, it's overwhelming, but it's okay to not be okay. I understand this fact. You know, you have to accept grief is a part of life and death is a part of life too. There is no right or wrong way to grieve. It's okay to grieve. And we all are humans with emotions. So if we feel it, it's fine. Some people grieve without even losing the sight of their responsibilities, while some drown themselves into the ocean of grief, into the ocean of tears, which is not right. When I lost my father, things were not right for me either. But I learned that you need to fight it, even though it isn't easy. Seeing the loved one go was heartbreaking, but this doesn't mean I lost all the hope. Once I acknowledged it and accepted it, the grief did not trigger in that manner. It was there, unexpected emotions were there, but my acknowledgement helped me to deal with it.
Indeed, life is tough, and I feel it should be dealt in a tough manner. Having said that, do you think the pain goes away quickly when ignored?
No, it doesn't. We have been hearing it a lot that ignorance is bliss. But if pain is ignored or you keep it from surfacing, things become worse in long run. Believe me, it does. And it can be that worse that you are not even able to understand it. So for real healing, it's necessary to face your fears and deal with it consciously.
Ms. Seth, I believe to face your fears, you need courage and mental strength, which can help you to overcome your ailments. But then, is it possible even for the strong ones to feel lonely? Do strong people cry?
Yeah, they certainly do cry, but the way they do it is not the regular way. You won't see the tears coming out of them, but they do cry. Feeling sad, lonely, frightened is normal. It can't be considered as a side effect. A mentally strong person sometimes don't show the tears, but it is not wrong. Crying doesn't mean you're weak. If you're strong and you want to cry, then you can. Some people don't cry, and this doesn't mean they're devoid of any feelings or they don't feel sorrow. They might have different ways to deal with it. But if you think putting a brave front in front of your loved ones, in front of your family is going to help them, it's going to help them overcome the loss or to not feel the way it should be felt, you're wrong. The more you suppress the feelings, the more they'll come in different forms. Therefore, it's better to show true feelings. This will help them and the person who is grieving.
You know, I completely agree with you on this one. Ignoring your mental anguish can be disastrous both for you and others around you.
Mm-hmm.
Crying can work as an incredible let out for such feelings of sorrow and de-stress your brain. But then that brings another question. Is there a specific time for grieving?
Certainly not. There can be no timeline for it. Grieving is not something that's time bound. Well, for some this answer might be subjective. But from person to person it does differ. People do not grieve continuously from a specific point to another. And they often hide their feelings. Such sudden bouts of grief are uncontrollable and thus cannot be determined. Just as death is inevitable, part of the cycle, bereavement is a necessary aspect of living. There is no timeline. However, culture, circumstantial factors do contribute to it, and people learn to express or cope up with it by help of them. So you can say grieving process does not need to be how people perceive it to be. It is something that would vary. For some, it can be as long as for a year. For some, it can be just a momentary thing for a week, for a minute or so. So there is no timeline for it.
So you mean to say that accepting the grim reality of life is an enlightening and humbling experience? Miss Sid, to be a little bit personal, I too have experienced a similar loss.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been a nameless guilt that accompanies this feeling, which makes me wonder, is it right to move on after such an incident?
Yes, Dheeraj, it is right to move on. Why? Because moving in life doesn't mean you have forgotten the loss. It simply means you have accepted the loss. If you stay back and you think that's going to make you feel more good or make you feel better, it won't make you feel any way better. You can move on with your life and keep the memory of someone as an inspirational source. That will motivate you to do something better each day. Don't you think it would be better?
Yes, I do.
Yes, so moving ahead in life with the memories of your loved one is the best thing to do because it becomes an integral part and they make people feel the way we are. Even though we say that the person who is not there with us cannot see, or rather we say he can see. So do you think that grieving or just stopping yourself from doing something that your loved one would have want would make the soul think better way?
Absolutely not.
So here you have your answer, that you need to move on in life.
Well, that's a relief. And that does shed light on, the guilty part. And I totally love how, this answer was brimming with positivity. Mm-hmm. Also, it would be worthwhile for our listeners to know, is there anything that can get in the way of the healing process, like an obstacle?
Certainly there are ways that can get into the healing process. When you avoid emotions, you minimize your feelings, or you overburden yourself, you become a workaholic, you overwork, misuse drugs, alcohol, or other substances. All these things slow down the healing process. You might think before doing them that that'll help you, or they will make you forget the grief that you are into, but no, it will only make it more worse.
Well, now that we have learned the various inhibitions to our healing process, do you have any specific tips on how to overcome loss and grief?
See, Dheeraj, if I would say that there are any tips or any tricks that would let you overcome loss or grief, then I think you won't agree to me that there can be any tip for it because you yourself have gone through it and I have also. Do you think there can be any tip?
Well, not exactly. There can't be a rule book or a scientific method to overcome grief. But then, you're the expert.
Yeah, definitely. There is no rule book, but yes, the reality is you can remember the person or can feel the same emotion anytime in life. But if you think it is overpowering you, then you should seek for face-to-face support from people you love or you think can understand you. If you would let people tell you how you feel, or you will tell yourself that you need to feel this way, this is the right way, this is the wrong way, people want you to feel that way, then that would be wrong. Expressing feelings in tangible and creative ways do help, because that is a way to let out your emotions. You should face your feelings. Hiding it or thinking that if you're not going to show it in front of people, then that would make you more strong and people won't be able to know what's going inside you, then let me tell you, everyone can see through the cracks. And once you start holding on to your emotions, you become opaque. And people see through it. They might take advantage of it. They might start putting things in front of you. They might start making you do work more just because they know what you are trying to do is overcome your grief by putting yourself overburdened with work. So what you need is emotion support, taking physical care of yourself. Again, one thing that's important, to understand the difference between grief and depression. Everybody's way of grieving is unique, so don't compare yourself with anyone. As I lost my parent, somebody might too have. That doesn't mean that both of the persons would share the same grief. They would be different. And with this, I would say a quote by Marcus Aurelius, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength."
Wow. Now that was a really enlightening conversation, Ms. Seth. Thank you for joining us. We hope our audience finds this session helpful. As we come to an end, I would like to reiterate a few things. Change is inevitable, and grief is a part of emotions in your life. You may not be able to escape it, but you must acknowledge it and stand up to it. As we discussed with Ms. Seth, ignoring any type of emotions, be it sad, happy, or anything for that matter, doesn't help. Instead, they make things worse. Therefore, it is always advisable to move on in life and stay away from things that can act as obstacles and slow down the healing process. So with this, and with the promise of joining you next week with another expert, I would like you to stay connected with us. Do not forget to share your views, and if you have anything to say or want to know more about the healing process, visit us at calmsage.com or can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is me, Dheeraj, signing off. Stay happy, take care, God bless, and have a good day.